Let's now move on to psychosocial history. So you will see on the left under child adolescent, you have school history, community-based resources, vocational information, financial, and this is only if you have a client who's emancipated or 16 years and above, juvenile court history, child abuse, and protective services information. As for the adult under psychosocial history, you have community-based resources, education, employment history, readiness for employment, and means of financial support, current employment and financial, legal history, and current legal status. You also have current living arrangement and social support systems, as well as dependent care issues and family and relationships. Just a quick reminder that all information should be assessed and consistent with information documented earlier in the assessment.